Tuesday. Joining us now in studio, we have a couple of Northfield Rotarians with us, Neil Lutzky and Denny Hansen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're boy, Denny, this is going to be a habit with us.
Well, I was in last week for Northfield Shares, talking about the 5 and 15K
walk run.
And run. Mm-hmm. So, but we're here to talk about the Rotary Bike Tour today.
Yeah, this is a different event altogether, and you're here representing the Rotarians, as is Neil. And let's talk, first of all, about the Rotarians. You know, I know a number of Rotarians. Boy, you guys have a very alive group. I mean, it's a very, very vibrant group. Tell us about it.
It's a wonderful organization, very invested in mm-hmm. Northfield, promoting all kinds of activities, supporting various organizations and resources in Northfield. You can look around the bike trail, the bandstand, all kinds of things have been supported by Rotary.
Yeah, right. And the good work that they do.
Yeah.
And this coming Defeat of Jesse James Days, as you have done, is supporting the community with a bike tour, which is always a lot of fun. Tell us about that. How many years has the Rotarians been doing this now? Do you have any idea?
Quite a few?
23. All right. We kind of batted that around a little bit a couple weeks ago and determined it was about 23 years. So we'll probably have something special on the 25th. But on the 23rd now, we still have the 10-mile, which mm-hmm. is a town folk ride. We have the 30-mile, the 45, a 60, and a century, a 100-mile ride.
Wow. Now, are you both bike riders? Do you?
I am.
Neil, you rode in your bike into it, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Now,
yes.
Are either one of you going on that 100?
I've done each and every one of those.
Have you?
Those rides at one time or another. I think this year my friends and I are going to do the 61-mile ride.
How long does that take you?
Well, it depends on how fast we go, and I think mm-hmm. this is very important for people to recognize. It's not a race. It's uh-huh. a ride. People set their own pace. And certain distances which might seem daunting are not if you take your time, stop at the rest areas, which we do, and we rest. And so when I ride this year, the 61-mile ride, I'll be riding with people who are over 70,
mm-hmm.
And we'll do it at a leisurely pace, and when we get back, we get back.
And a nice tour of the countryside.
And a free beer at the end.
And a free beer at the
That's
end.
That's right.
And by that point, you're probably ready for one, I would imagine.
You bet.
What is it? Is it what is the date on that? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday, September 8th.
Saturday, September 8th. And you have the different lengths. Do they all leave at the same time or fairly close?
That's the beauty of this. Mm-hmm. As Neil said, it's not a race, and so it's a bike tour. And so each one of the events can start at any time. We encourage everybody to start at least mid-morning or earlier. If you start the century ride later than that, then it gets to be pretty hard. We like to have all of the riders in by around 5 o'clock. And mm-hmm. so most of the century riders will know they need to start earlier in the morning. The 30 and the 45 miles can start mid-morning and be, you know, over by a little afternoon or something like that. So there is no set time.
All right. So, Neil, somebody like you, you'd get your friends together. Hey, I'll meet you at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever time.
And at the middle school.
At the middle school.
And we all start together.
You'd all start together. Yeah. Do you register right there, or is there advanced registration?
There's both. Mm-hmm. You can go online, and I believe it's djjd.org mm-hmm. is what it is. And you can register online, or the day of the ride, you can show up and you can register also. There's a little difference in the cost of doing that, but we encourage, if you haven't made the decision up until that day, you know, come on over and sign up.
Now, where do you go to? Is it just throughout Rice County? I would imagine the 100-mile ride's a little longer than that, maybe?
Yeah, mostly Rice County, mm-hmm. but we get into Goodhue County.
Mm-hmm.
The 100-mile ride kind of goes through the Sogan Valley, then over to Wanamingo, back through Kenyon, comes up through Nurse Strand, and then Faribault, and then back home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of There's some hills in it, and there's some flat, and a lot of countryside.
Now, are the routes laid out? Are the shorter ones a little flatter for maybe your novice riders? Yeah. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. I'm the bike tour. I'm the route chairman. So
okay.
I have, unlike Neil, who has ridden everyone on a bike, I haven't ridden on a bike, but I have driven each one of those many, many times to assure that we've got good pavement, good corners that aren't gravelly, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that it's a safe ride. But our Tom Folk ride is going to be different this year. Normally had gone out in the countryside. This year we're going to use both the east and the west, the new west side Milltown Trail.
Okay.
So we'll start at the middle school, work our way down to the Rotary Bridge, which crosses the canyon right there by Quick Trip. And then we'll go to, along the west side up to Dundas and then make the turn and come back. And there's a new shelter on the way back, which will have some a rest area. And then they'll work their way back to the middle school. And it'll be 10 miles.
10 miles. Yeah. All right. Now, you mentioned you're the chair. I know there's got to be it takes a lot of logistics to pull something like this off. Do you have a lot of volunteers?
We have a tremendous number of volunteers. We have a number of Rotarians, I would say about 20, who are on the committee putting the bike tour together. And then we have community volunteers who help out on the day of the event. And mm-hmm. that's approximately 100 people.
Wow.
So it is quite a community event. Let me clarify one thing. Website is jessejamesbiketour.org.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if people register by August 20th, either online or by mailing in a form, then there's a $10 discount. So
all
there's
right.
an incentive for mm-hmm. registering early.
So that's in the next week.
Yes.
August 20th yeah. is, Monday?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So, yeah, get online. Jesse James Bike Tour.
.org.
Yep. Okay, and I would imagine probably a quick Google search as well if you
yeah.
can't remember that.
We'll do
that.
It.
Yeah,
we'll
can
do it,
right
do it
away.
As well. Do you have I'll give you an opportunity. Do you have sponsors to that are being part of this, or is it all done by the Rotarians?
Well, the Rotarians are the primary mm-hmm. source of all the workers and things like this, but
okay.
we have corporate sponsors. Neuger Communication, you're going to have to help you out here.
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Community Resource Bank is one of the major sponsors in it. We have multiple levels of sponsorship, mm-hmm. and we should have had that right in front of us. we've got a good turnout of Subway is going to be back mm-hmm. this year. That's kind of nice at the end of the ride. Everybody has a sandwich, and mm-hmm. so we feed them pretty well. Our rest areas, we've in our surveys found out that our rest areas are well stocked with food, and it's interesting to hear what everybody wants, and we've done a pretty good job, I think, over the years in making sure that we've got the right things there for them.
All right. Yeah. Do you have a lot of like families riding together or intergenerational rides together? Is that
That's certainly true, especially on the shorter rides. And
uh-huh.
when I look back on my own history riding the bike tour, I remember fondly when I first started out, I wasn't an avid cyclist. I'd do the 10-mile ride with my son, mm-hmm. and then later we'd do longer rides together. So there are a number of families. It's almost an end-of-summer, beginning-of-school-year ritual for many Northfield families, and it's beautiful to see.
Yeah, and you get to see the countryside in a different way than you normally would, a lot closer than you normally would. Anything else you'd like to mention about the bike tour?
Well, we're excited about this year again, as we have been in the past. Mm-hmm. We've got good pre-signups, and we hope for great weather. That's always
bring us good weather.
Yeah, that's always been the real positive side. The last 4 years, we've had really, really great weather.
Now, do you go out rain or shine, or?
Well, we haven't had to deal with that in the last 3, 4, 5 years. I can remember.
It has rained occasionally,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and most serious bikers don't mind.
Yeah, ride
rain,
right through it. Sure.
But if conditions are dangerous, then we shut things down.
All right,
and we have vehicles that are on the routes mm-hmm. and helping bicyclists who are having difficulty And we'd shuttle people back if there were difficulties.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, that certainly is a great tradition that you're and a great addition to the defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. So thank you both for coming in. Best of luck. I think the weather's going to be great.
Good.
As we knock on
good.
Wood.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you out there.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That's Neil Lutzke and Denny Hansen once again with the defeat of Jesse James Day's bike tour.